Genesis this morning again, and we just are looking now again at one of the tribes. This morning it is the tribe of Judah. And if you read the Word of God, which of course you do, you know the story of Joseph being sold. And when Joseph was treated in such a wicked way by his brethren, Judah was there. And he was present in that extremely grievous behavior. And yet over here in Genesis chapter 49, when Jacob is speaking about his son Judah, there's not one word of condemnation at all for the tribe Judah. Judah would become the most prominent tribe of them all. This was very much a good news day for him. His descendants would be prosperous, they would be prominent, they would be very influential, and of course the tribe of Judah is a tribe from which the Lord Jesus Christ came according to the flesh. He's the Lion of the tribe of Judah. When the tabernacle was being built, Judah were at the door. They were first with the offerings in Numbers chapter 7. And when Israel crossed the Jordan over in Joshua 15, they were first to be allotted the amount of land in there. They were first to get land. And in the book of Judges, they were first to go up against the enemies. And there's many lessons there for us. If we look at what I've already said regarding Judah, the lesson is very simple, that if you put God and Christ and his cause first, we will be blessed, maybe not materially, but certainly we will be blessed spiritually. And Judah's descendants, they would prove the value of selflessness. In life in 2020, selflessness is something which is quite difficult because the world's not like that. That's for sure. We know that. And for Christians to exercise selflessness, whenever I think of that, I always think of the Salvation Army and General Booth, and when he said that he died to his own tastes, and George Mueller said similar things. Died to his own tastes and preferences and his own desires and ambition, and he gave himself totally to the will of the Lord. And of the tribe of Judah came Caleb. We've mentioned him on various occasions, one of my favorite characters in the Bible, and he was of the tribe of Judah. He lived a life of selflessness, and he was very consistent in doing that, as you and I know. Now, in Genesis 49, we've read there of Judah this morning, and also in chapter 29. Now, the name Judah means praise. It's important that we remember that right now. Judah means praise, and praise, actually, the word praise is the verbal form of the name Judah. And some of Judah's brothers, they received very challenging tidings. We've looked at that. For some of them, it wasn't going to go so well. Others were going to make adjustments that would help in the days to come. And you and I, folks, as we come to the end of this year, it's always good to look back. Now, if you feel the Lord, and if there are Christians, and there are some in Northern Ireland right now, and some have backslidden, that's the bottom line. And the old view is not there. The Apostle Paul said, forgetting those things which are behind, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And there's absolutely no profit in sitting dwelling on what we didn't do as far as serving the Lord was concerned. But it's good to take time and look back and to check our heart and to say, Lord, give me a heart for the Lord and for his work. And if adjustments need to be made in my life, well, now is the best time to make it, because it's never a better time than the present. And some of Judah's brothers, their tribes did make adjustments. Some of them had very hard lessons to learn because they got it very wrong. It's easy to get it wrong. When you get it wrong, sooner or later it catches up on you. And there's a price to pay, unfortunately. But some of them made those necessary adjustments. And if any believer anywhere right now has got it wrong or lost their way or lost out with the Lord, there still is hope for blessing as we enter another year. And I trust, as we look this morning, this message is called Living Out the meaning of a name. Living out the meaning of a name. And of course, the name that we're looking at is the name of Judah. I want you to notice, first of all, honor and the name Judah. Judah, or praise, is the same word. Praising the Lord, it does involve singing. We've been trying to do it, and I really am sorry that you have to try and do it with your mask on, but we're trying to keep the rules the best we can. I know, certainly, of some evangelical places, there's absolutely no mask whatsoever. And the last 2 weeks shutdown, we were done. They didn't shut down either in Northern Ireland, but we're trying to do things the best we can. And it's difficult to sing with your mask, but singing is an important part of worship, and so is praying. But there's another principle involved in worship, and it is to pay tribute to the Lord. That's what you do when you praise the Lord in singing. And really, that is the principal idea here behind the word that is translated praise sometimes and translated Judah, is to pay tribute to. You'll remember there just a wee while ago in Genesis 49 in verse 8, it tells us concerning Judah that Judah is the one whom his brethren shall praise. His brethren shall praise. They would acknowledge Judah as preeminent among them in the days to come. Now Leah paid tribute to what the Lord had done, and she praised him for who he was. For in Genesis 29, you'll see how it all ties in. It says, she bare a son, and she said, "Now will I praise," or Judah, "the Lord. Now will I praise the Lord." Therefore she called his name Judah, meaning praise. Paying tribute there to the Lord. And as saved people, and I know most of you quite well now, I know that this certainly is your desire. As saved people, there ought to be that desire to pay tribute to him, to lift up his name. 2020 brought many restrictions that grieved me and every other minister, certainly every evangelical minister. There's so many things. This is a small congregation, but every bit as important as every big one. A known of the Lord, known much blessing, albeit on a smaller level perhaps than some, but that doesn't matter. It's you and your small corners, I've often said, and I'm in mine. And there's so much this year we just could not do. Couldn't do it. But maybe in 2021 we can do it. And things will change again. And you and I, while we lifted up his name the best we could, there might be more opportunity. Maybe you would turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and we could see something of this. It's really an acknowledging of him as of the Lord, that is, as our Lord, and as who, for lifting him up for who he is, recognizing that in him we live and move and have our being. And we ask ourselves the question, does praise fill our hearts? Just paying tribute to him for all that he has done for his people. And in fact, even for just who he is now. In 2 Chronicles chapter 7, it says there at the end of verse 1, "And the glory of the Lord filled the house." That is so important. That's why it's so important we pray, folks. It's so important we live right the best we can before the Lord, that there's a good spirit. Remember that verse where how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It was there that the Lord commanded the blessing. There's no mention of big numbers. But it was where the unity was. And it says here that the glory of the Lord filled the house. That's what you want more than anything in the days ahead. I'd like you to notice there, they acknowledge his might and majesty. Look at verse 3. "And when all the children of Israel saw how the fire come down and the glory of the Lord upon the house, they bowed themselves with their faces to the ground upon the pavement and worshipped and praised the Lord, saying, 'For he is good, for his mercy endureth forever.'" Now, they could have dragged his name in the gutter, and so could I. So could you. And I want to be careful not to do that. Because here they were acknowledging his might and His Majesty. There were those who could have, they could have embraced untruths. So can God's people today. They could have gone down wrong avenues, and so can we. We're all aware of that. But here you have these people. The glory of the Lord is filling the house. They are acknowledging His might and majesty. But if you look there, you look on down in verse 6, you will see that they're acknowledging that He brought joy to their hearts. Christian, only He can really do that in a way that will last. It says in verse 6, and the priests waited on their offices, the Levites also with instruments of music of the Lord, which David the king had made to praise the Lord, because His mercy endureth forever. And David praised by their ministering, and the priests sounded trumpets before them, and all Israel stood there, being an acknowledgement again of reverence for Him. Look with me there, finally, in the next verse, verse 7, you will see they acknowledged that He had provided peace and brought peace to them. It says, moreover, Solomon hollowed the middle of the court that was before the house of the Lord, for there he offered burnt offerings and the fat of the peace offerings, because the brazen altar which Solomon had made was not able to receive the burnt offering and the meat offerings and the fat. Here are people who at this time are in tune with the Lord. And in their being in tune with Him, and their hearts being filled with gladness, they're acknowledging His might and His majesty. They're acknowledging that the gladness that they have is because of Him alone. And they're acknowledging that the peace they have through their offerings, that the peace they have is something which come from Him. Again, folks, you and I, we want to be given our very best we can do is to honor Him. Maybe you're thinking now, well, I don't have much as far as material things is concerned to honor Him with. I want to read you what it says in 2 Corinthians and chapter 8, and this is, I trust, challenging for us all. There was a very, very big difficulty. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 8. It says in verse 2, how that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. For to their power I bear record, yea, and beyond their power, they were willing of themselves. Here are people who are really in touch with the Lord. They have a heart for these other believers. And for the work of God, they're completely dedicated to it because they want the Lord to be honored. And folks, that is what we want to happen. We want the Lord to be honored. But then if you look at verse 9, and this they did, not as we had hoped, but first gave their own selves to the Lord. That's the very best thing. Whatever age you are, that is the very best thing that you and I can do now as they come toward 2021. So much that needs to be done. Sometimes we have to be selfless. Sometimes we have to put others before ourselves, in fact, many times, and put ourselves out for the work of God, but it's our heart He wants. Remember the words, my son, give me thine heart. He wants us to love Him, not serve Him because we feel we should, but to love Him. And it says here that, but first gave their own selves to the Lord and unto us by the will of God. There's enthusiasm. And what I ask God for my heart is enthusiasm. Because when that wanes, involving myself in God's work in any way can become a bit of a drudgery. There's not just enthusiasm there, but look at verse 6. Insomuch that we desire Titus, that as he had begun, so he would also finish in you the same grace also. There's exhortation there. This was good. It is very commendable. It was honoring the Lord. Look at verse 7. It says, therefore, as ye abound in everything, in faith and utterance, knowledge, and in all diligence, and in your love to us, see that you abound in this grace also. That's the expansion that there was. There's many, many things that can call your attention. Some young people wondering what life holds for them and what they're going to do regarding career. There's absolutely nothing wrong with them. It's always good for all of us, whether we're young or not. Remember honoring the Lord, seeking to honor Him, to give ourselves to Him, to knowing that in all our ways if we acknowledge Him, then He will direct our paths. So when you think of the name Judah, living out the meaning of that name, there is honor in the name Judah because it means praise or to pay tribute to. But there's not just honor in the name Judah. There's something else I would like to draw your attention to. There is heart thanks and the name Judah. The Hebrew word praised, we've already mentioned it a little bit to you, it also means, while it does mean to pay tribute to, it also carries a meaning to give thanks. Over there in, now that is different, if you follow the word, that is different from paying tribute to the Lord and lifting up His name. This is heart thanks to the Lord. In Psalm 119 and the verse 62, it says, at midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee. There's the same word. To give thanks unto the same word that is sometimes translated praise or to praise. I'll give thanks unto the Lord. Remember what Leah said? She said, now I will praise the Lord. Her intention, of course, among other things, was to be thankful, to give thanks to the Lord. And believers have much to thank the Lord for. And we want to thank Him from our hearts, folks. There's churches there, you can read about them in the book of Revelation. And the church at Ephesus felt they were landed. They didn't need anything. And they left their first love. It's possible to have your barns full and your heart as cold as ice. It's better the other way around. Have a heart on fire for the Lord and have very little in your mouth. And to have a heart of gratitude for what He does. Heart thanks and the name Judah. And as you and I, again, look back, we want to thank Him first of all for battles won. For battles won. You've had your own struggles, I'm sure. And maybe private ones that not too many people know about. And that's absolutely your business. But it goes to say that every Christian has had some battles in 2020. But over there, when Paul was writing to the church of Corinth in 1 Corinthians 15 and 57, he says, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, he's speaking here about what Christ has provided and how things will change in the end when we go to be with the Lord and how Christ's death has taken this thing out of them. But now he's referring to daily living, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, immovable, always abiding in the word of the Lord. And that's the kind of effect that winning battles have upon you. And the Lord has helped you and me during this year. Maybe we feel we haven't won them all. But some of our battles, maybe a battle with temptation, maybe a battle with apathy, maybe a battle with our cross, bad temper, maybe a battle with something to do with our employment. So many things. The Lord has given you the victory. So many occasions. But we give heart thanks not only for battles won, but for the blessings of the gospel. Christians, as one of my brethren in the ministry, and we were talking about this very thing one day. We got the preaching of the gospel in the evening meeting and so on. And he said, as believers, we need to love the gospel. We need to love the gospel. And so we do. Yes, we understand what it means. And we've heard texts like, you must be born again, or like the prodigal son, preached upon so many times in our Christian life. But we listen to it again and again and again because we love the gospel. The blessings of the gospel are something to give heart thanks for. 2 Corinthians 2 and the verse 14, it says, now thanks be unto God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ, and maketh manifest the savour of His knowledge by us in every place. Now, what are we talking about here? The savour of his knowledge by us in every place. Whenever you return, I think this is a good explaining text in Song of Solomon, chapter 1, and the first, the second, we see the third verse. He says, because thy savour of thy good ointments, thy name is an ointment poured forth, therefore do the virgins love thee. Then it says, draw me, we will run after thee. The king hath brought me into his chambers. We will be glad and rejoice in thee. We will remember thy love more than wine. The upright love thee. Remember the previous verse, because of the savours of thy good ointments. And that is drawing attention to all that is found in Christ. I'm not going to take a lot of time on that verse 4, but you will see that there's obviously attraction there. It says, draw me. There is attention. It says, we will run after thee. There is abiding. We will be glad and rejoice in thee. There is a hearing. We will remember thy love more than wine. And there is alignment. The upright love thee. What a way. What a way to give heart thanks unto the Lord for all that he was. I mean, you and I think of the gospel. The gospel message ought to be a blessing. Yes, we always trust it will be a challenge to the unsaved, but it ought to be a blessing to us. Just to hear Christ preach and to hear what he's provided for men and women. So heart thanks in the name of Judah. We give thanks for that as one. Thanks for the blessings of the gospel. But thanks for our brethren and sisters in Christ. I wonder every day if we really take time to think of some and the Lord has placed us here and the congregation, and to thank the Lord for each other. To thank the Lord earnestly, sincerely for each other. In Colossians chapter 1 and verse 3, the apostle here is saying, we give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. And there are many other references that you could cross-reference with that one and show the importance of giving thanks to God for each other in the Lord. We would never want the situation to be in the world where everyone was exactly the same. Because not only would it be really boring, it wouldn't seem natural. We're all different. We're very thankful. Very thankful for brethren and sisters in the Lord. Again in 2 Thessalonians 2, the apostle says in verse 13, but we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord. Because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. He does not mention because you have a winning personality, because you're a generous person, because I like the way you behave, any of those things. He said, we're bound to give thanks to God for you because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation. Because you're a Christian. And that's it. Because you're a Christian. And you know, whenever we have hearts that are full of thanks to the Lord. Yes, for the battles won, we don't want to forget that. And for the blessings of the gospel. And for our brethren and sisters in the Lord. We're happy people. We're happy people. So you think here of living out the meaning of the name. The name is Judah. Honor and the name Judah. We've already looked at that. But then there is heart thanks and the name Judah, because the word praised also means to give thanks. And we ought to always give thanks. People in the Church of Christ over the years in very, very trying circumstances with no comfort and big danger all around them. And even this day, in parts of Asia and in many parts of the world, people are suffering for the cause of Christ. They know nothing of the comfort of being loved. They know nothing of the blessing of so much Christian fellowship as we can enjoy even in lockdown. And they know nothing of, we talk about special days away together, and they don't have anything like that. They're suffering. And there are brothers and sisters in the Lord. So when we're thanking the Lord for each other here, we thank the Lord for them and for their living their life out, living out the name of Christ in very, very difficult circumstances. And one other thought here, and that is harboring and the name Judah, harboring and the name Judah. Now, we've already looked there in 2 Chronicles. Maybe we'll turn back to it quickly. Where we're looking there in 2 Chronicles at the acknowledging of the Lord, of His Majesty, how He had brought joy to their hearts and brought peace to their minds. But if you look there in 2 Chronicles 6, just verse 34, 2 Chronicles 6, verse 24, 26, it says in verse 24, "And if thy people Israel be put to the worse before the enemy," in other words, it's gone badly for them, "because they have sinned against thee, and shall return and confess thy name, and pray and make supplication before thee in his house," verse 26, "when the heaven is shut up and there is no rain, because they have sinned against thee, yet if they pray toward this place, and confess thy name, and turn from their sin, when thou dost afflict them, then hear thou from heaven." You see the word confess there? That is the word that comes from the root word meaning Judah, or meaning praise. So I spoke here of harboring and the name Judah, the word meaning to confess. Well, the Bible teaches that we regard iniquity in our heart, the Lord will not hear us. And that word regard means harbor. Harbor iniquity in our heart. And over there in 2 Chronicles chapter 6, the word is used here in association with the name of God. You'll have noticed that. And really it is confessing our faith in Him. When Leah said, "Now will I praise Him," she was really confessing her faith in Christ. She had been through difficult times, but now she was confessing her faith in Christ. In fact, on the occasion of the birth of the three previous sons, she had alluded to her struggles, constantly talked about them, and she wanted the heart of her husband, couldn't win it, and not the way he loved his other wife. But in verse 35, when we read about her, her eye was no longer totally focused upon her problems, and that's important, folks. Problems are there, but it's important that our eye is not totally focused upon them. But now she's resting and relying on the Lord. The name Judah, and the word for praise here, is in the same point here, is derived from the Hebrew word, which also means, it's the word Yod, which means hand. It means hand. It means that you, in 2021, can put your hand safely in the hand of the Lord. And with confidence too. Many people are anxious and really scared. And people wondering, yes, what, after 6 weeks of these restrictions, things are just as bad as ever, and so many other businesses have gone to the wall, so many people have lost their job, and there's more restrictions in church meetings, and there's no improvement on what there was last year. People are scared. Well, Christian, you can put your hand in His. Someone in the hymn sings, "I walked with His hand in thine." And that's what you and I can do during 2021. Put our hand in His. And when you think of the word, meaning the word hand here, remember this. Remember you're found in His hand. You're in His grip. And that is so important for us all. So as Leah here, she triumphed through the coming of Judah. She was glad. We have there a glimpse of Christ. A glimpse of Him. And just the final reference I'm turning to now, over in Genesis 49 again, where it says in verse 10 of Genesis 49, "The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be." Of course, the name Shiloh is ultimately a reference to the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the same word, actually, from the same root as Salem, meaning peace. He is the Prince of Peace. And living out a name. And the Lord help us all to live out His name. To uplift His name. To honor His name. And with all of the problems that there are in every year, let's make sure that as a congregation that any difficulties don't steal our joy. And as Christians, and I know it's easier said than done, let's not get our eyes totally fixed on the problem. We must address them, that's right. But let's remember him and remember his hand upon us for good. I trust that the Lord will have all of you, of us, as we seek to live out his name. May the Lord be pleased to bless these few thoughts with all of your hearts this morning.